USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is warning three nations not to kill thousands of innocent civilians in Syria. The president tweeted that Russia, Syria, and Iran are killing or about to kill thousands of innocents and asked them not to do so in that tweet. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. The Kentucky Republican said he's acting in total coordination with the White House regarding setting up a trial for the president. The Senate Majority Leader also reminds us,
do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and they don't. You get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA.
A pair of reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
First, the Labor Department reports the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims was down again. The number of claims dropped by about 13,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted total of about 222,000. Meanwhile, when it comes to retail sales, MasterCard says shoppers spent 3.4% more from November 1st through Christmas this year. The number doesn't include auto sales. The industry with the biggest increase, electronics and appliances, which saw a 4.6% year-to-year increase.
President Trump's scene in Home Alone 2 is getting left on the cutting room floor to make room for advertisements. The Canadian network CBC says it cut the president's cameo in the 1992 Christmas classic to make way for more commercial time. Worth noting, the entire scene was 6 seconds. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Florida man's random act of kindness has gone viral. Earlier this month, Gulf Breeze, Florida resident Mike Esmond paid the overdue utility bills of 36 families and now says he's receiving international recognition for the good deed. He joins Fox News and talks about how he came up with this idea.
Well, about a month ago, like everyone else in America, I opened up my utility bill for my gas and water, and I noticed on it that the due date was December 26th, and that made me think about people that may not be able to pay their utility bills, and they may have to go at Christmas time without gas and water. So I went to Gulf Breeze City Hall, where the utility department is, and I talked to Joanne Oliver, who's in the billing department, and I asked her if she could get together for me the people in our community that are going to have their gas and water disconnected around Christmas time.
Oliver added up 36 names for Esmond, who then says,
when we totaled up what all the past due amounts were, it came to about $4,600. So I told her that, I was willing to go ahead and pay the whole amount so that no one had their gas or water disconnected around Christmas time.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.